So what's the comp plan that you offer these C players? Well, generally there's three things that you can offer that maybe the broker isn't. One is leadership and direction into just two or three lead generation programs. The broker let the realtor go out who's failing and do anything at the buffet they wanted to, any kind of lead generation program, FSBOs, expires, geographic farming, calling on divorce attorneys, open houses, internet leads, you name it, knocking doors. They're doing everything poorly. But you're going to ask them to stay focused, and you will equip them in those focused lanes. Let's just say it was something simple like open houses, and that's your lead generation program you're helping them with. When that deal comes in to list a property, that's your listing. When that buyer wants to make an offer on a house, that's your buyer. And for them generating that lead, they're going to get 35 to 50%. And so part of it is, I will help you, you would say to that C player, where you haven't been helped before. I will get you that 5, 6, 7 deals per year. Don't say 20 deals to the C player. They're not thinking that. And by the way, if they say, I'd like to do 20 to 50 deals, they're probably not your agent. Because that person, once they hit that 35 deals, they're going to leave you. You want that person who says, if I could do an extra 5, if I could sell 5 houses a year or 7 houses, those are the things you're listening for. And again, if you have 10 of those people, 5 of those people, whatever the case, and again, they're all around you at all these different companies. 85% of these people fall into that group. So they're easy to get. But when you cast a vision, you say, I've got 3 things I offer. I'm going to put you into a lane of lead generation. I may not give you leads, but I can help you convert leads. And then part 2 would be, when it comes to transaction management, here's my offer. When you bring a deal in, we'll actually write the sale contract. You say, I've got the admin support that'll fill out the contract for you, and we'll negotiate the contract. There's 2 things about newbies or lower producers that are actually quite dangerous to brokers or team leaders, and that is that they don't know what to say or how to fill out the paperwork, which means oftentimes they are fire starters. You, as a team leader, you know, somebody running a team of 3, 4, 14 agents, whatever the case, you are the fire preventer. Agents at that level are fire starters. This would be a nightmare if you let agents fill in their own sale contracts, negotiate those as well. Same with building inspections. They're going to come to you with more problems than if you simply had solved those yourself or equipped somebody on your team, on the admin staff, to handle those types of transactions. Let these agents be what they are, rainmakers. And they're only rainmaking 5 deals a year to you, give or take. But at $10,000 an agent, I keep saying this, back to 10 agents, it's the fastest way to get a $100,000 a year bump. And you might say, I don't want to manage these people. That's not what this is about. It's about giving assigned tasks, agreeing to a 6-week plan, getting through the 6-week plan, and then getting a new 6-week plan. And then again, 6. These people are not wanting to plan a year. They're just trying to plan the next month or so. And they would be delighted if they could sell 1 house every other month and split the revenue with you. So what's your offer to agents? 1, I'm going to equip you to be excellent at a 1 or 2 particular lead generation programs. You're going to make that 20 or 30 grand agent. Secondly, I'm going to make sure that your deals are covered, and with your expertise as a team leader, selling the high volume that you do, it's not hard to convince the agent the deal's better off in your hands than it is in their hands. So those are your 2 sets of offers. Your 3rd offer is, what's your comp plan? Generally, 35 to 50% of the revenue goes to this real estate agent to try to get them to this $20,000 or so in revenue. So that's it. Your offer. You could do something else, but I'm just sharing with you what I've seen so many mega producers or mid-level who wanted to become mega. They had to offer to, sometimes you have to interview or talk to, 20, 25 agents before you find your 5 or 10. But once you've done it, you're done. And you have these agents with you, and they'll stick with you for years, and they'll be like an apple tree bearing fruit every single year. So let's talk through next about the presentation.